So Jesus drives home the point in today's gospel. You are the light of the world. You are the salt of the earth. Yes, you. Jesus is talking about you because this is the mission of the church and the mission of each individual member in the church, to be salt of the earth and light of the world. And if you're saying to yourself, oh gosh, I could never be the light of the world, I respectfully suggest that you're making it too much about you. You're called to be the light of the world, not because any one of us is God's gift to humankind, but because Jesus is. He literally is God's gift to humanity. And the gift is the gift of his very self. And because Jesus invites us to share in his light, we then too can be light for the world around us. It's his light. So we see from the second reading that St. Paul understood that. He didn't think he was, you know, God's gift to humankind. In fact, what did St. Paul actually say? You heard it. I came to you in weakness and fear and much trembling. If the notion of being a light for the world scares you, well, guess what? You're not the only one. I came to you in weakness and fear and much trembling. And my message and my proclamation were not with persuasive words of wisdom, but with a demonstration of spirit and power, so that your faith might not rest on human wisdom, but on the power of God. In other words, God changed his life, St. Paul's life. Because he was this self-righteous, arrogant jerk who wanted to imprison and do away with Christians. But what happened? God's power entered his life, and it totally changed him. He became one of the greatest evangelizers the world has ever known because he allowed the power of God, the Holy Spirit, to change him. He got lit up by Jesus Christ. As the gospel acclamation we just heard said, Jesus said, I am the light of the world. So it's his light. He invites us to bask in that light, for us to share in his divine life. And he shares that, he started that sharing of divine life with our baptism, making us his sons and daughters, consecrating us as a temple of the Holy Spirit. And then God regularly, because our relationship with him is dynamic, he regularly renews that divine life with us through the Eucharist, through our daily prayer, through our growing in our faith with one another, in our communion with one another. But here's the thing, brothers and sisters, if we don't believe that's what God offers us in the sacraments and the spiritual life, then we never open ourselves to subjectively receive what God has objectively given us. For example, Jesus shares his very body and blood without fail to us here at every single Mass. But if we don't believe in the power of that, we never subjectively open ourselves to the grace that God gives us through it. And if we don't subjectively receive Jesus and his power through our lack of faith and refusal to invest the time and sacrifice to grow in our faith, then we won't receive his light to be that light of the world that we're called to be. See, it's not God who fails to give. It's us that we can neglect to receive what he gives in faith. So this is why we took a whole year of prayer, right? We just came out of the year of prayer because we can't give what we don't have. And that's why coming out of the year of prayer, our parish focus has turned to hope and healing, that our parishioners can encounter hope and experience healing from the crippling wounds of the past, because it's difficult to be salt and light for the world if we're still very much hurting in our own woundedness. That's why our hope and healing ministry, prayer ministry, is expanding not just to provide healing prayer 2 evenings a month, but also after our 10 a.m. Mass on Sundays, to help remove those obstacles that keep us from being salt and light that our wounds put up. We can't shine if we don't get lit. And it's through a regular prayer life, through the sacraments, through healing prayer, through personal prayer life, that we open ourselves to receive that light of the world. And when we allow God's light to pervade every nook and cranny of our life, which I'm still working on as well, that's when we can say with St. Paul, it is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And here's the interesting thing. In doing that and dying to ourselves so that Christ may live in me, we lose none of our individuality. Right? In fact, that's when we find ourselves. That's when we discover our true selves. Why? Because we're made for God. And so, our lives are not our own. It's when we're separated from our Creator, who made us out of his gratuitous love, that we lose our sense of identity, that we lose the sense of who we are. You know, everyone's lost in the world trying to find themselves, and God is saying, look to me, the source of your being, in whom you live and move and have your being. As St. John Paul the Great reminded us, remember he visited back in 1995, back to here in America, he visited us. And he said these words during that time, exhorting America. Jesus Christ, he said, is the answer to the question posed by every human life. Jesus Christ is the answer to the question posed by every human life. So now that we've concluded the year of prayer, it's time for us to shine, to radiate Jesus. And so today's gospel, it's our marching orders. Be that salt for an earth that's lost its flavor. Be that light for a world that's lost in darkness. And one of our primary purposes here at St. John is to be that school of prayer and faith formation for our parish family that helps you get mobilized to fulfill Jesus' marching orders to you. We don't want to just say that. We really want to work at it to make our parish that school of prayer and discipleship in a way that best fits you and where you, our parish family is at spiritually. And so we need your feedback. Our parish life and faith formation folks, you know, Shane Slough and Todd Gale and Angel Kirkle, Claire DeWitt, they've been wonderful in making our parish a school of prayer and discipleship. We're so blessed to have such a great faith formation team and the help of our focus missionary too, Joseph Gruber. But it doesn't mean that we can't do better. And we need your input to be better. I announced last week that thanks to a grant from the Lilly Foundation, every parish in the diocese gets to participate in the Catholic Leadership Institute's Disciple Maker Index. And we as a parish really want to take advantage of the services that they're offering, which normally would be very expensive were it not for the grant. And so I encourage each and every person who regularly comes to St. John to Mass to fill out a confidential survey by March 1st. And the results will help us identify where best to focus our efforts in evangelization and improving parish life. The survey is pretty extensive, so it takes about 10 to 15 minutes to complete. And this is what Craig Pohl said about that survey. The disciple, Craig Pohl is our diocesan director of new evangelization. He said this, the Disciple Maker Index, or DMI, is basically a survey which allows every parish to assess how they are doing on a whole host of indicators of spiritual health, but all focused on the one thing that really matters in parish life, helping people to grow in love for Jesus Christ and his holy church. In short, helping people to be saints. End of quote. So those indicators he mentions will measure, for example, how the parish is doing in making people feel welcome and connected, how the parish is doing in helping you grow spiritually, to what degree you feel that the parish equips you to help share your faith, and whether or not your pastor is a good fit for the parish. Great fit, of course, naturally. I mean, so you can put strongly agree on that one. So, no, seriously, I want to emphasize our parish does not receive the individual results of the survey. So only the collective results. So you can be assured that it's a confidential survey. I will not see the individual survey, so if you want to let me know something specifically about you and your spiritual life, you'll have to tell me personally or send me an email. So the primary way we're encouraging parishioners to take the survey is online, which is why we need your contact information, right? So if you didn't fill out the card that's in front of you there with your contact information where you give your most recent email, please do so right now. I'll give you a few seconds to do that. There should be a pen and pencil in your pew there. So we'll use this email to give you a link so that you can fill out the survey at your convenience in the comfort of your own home. Anytime between now and March 1st. So if you would place that slip of paper in the collection basket after the homily. Now, even though we want everyone to take the survey online, we realize that there may be some people who don't use email. And you can grab a paper copy on your way out of Mass today. Even if you do take it online, you may want to pick up a hard copy anyway in order to see the survey in its entirety. And you can even, if you don't have 15 straight minutes, you can, you know, fill out section by section. And then that way, when it's all complete, you can just zip through the answers online. There's a section in the survey that will also help you reflect on your own spiritual life and growth as a disciple. Since the survey is confidential, you don't have anyone to impress. So please fill that out all honestly for your own spiritual benefit. It may motivate you to take advantage of the opportunities to be that salt of the earth and light of the world that Jesus calls you to be. Because God wants his world back. God wants his children back. And he's sending you out to go get them. And finally, many of you know how much the Trinity Charitable Trust has helped our parish. In the last 5 years, they have donated $400,000 specifically for evangelization and new initiatives. And those funds are what allowed us to hire Andy Beal, if you remember, as the Director of Parish Operations, which freed me up from doing all the administrative work. In order to forge the way in all our new outreach efforts at the time, everything from Alpha to Focus to Called and Gifted and Parish Reps. The Trinity grants have allowed us to begin our youth ministry up again, which Claire DeWitt has done an excellent job running. It allowed us to hire Shane Slough, our Director of Parish Life, who has been invaluable for organizing everything behind the scenes. I'm so thankful that your increased support through the 541 Generosity Challenge, we can almost be free from relying on outside grants to keep this incredible team serving our parish family. But we would like one more $100,000 grant to help us with next year's expenses and to meet budget, right? And the family behind the Trinity Charitable Trust is meeting in March to review all the Catholic charities that they help support. And they've asked a video from each organization, a video of testimonies of people who have benefited from the revitalization of our parish life in the last 5 years. So next weekend, after all the masses, we will be filming any parishioners who would like to share in 2 minutes or less how they have benefited from the renewal of our parish. That we've experienced in the last 5 years. In essence, please reflect on two questions. Number one, how do you feel our parish has been revitalized in the last 5 years? And number two, how do you feel your own spiritual life and relationship with God has deepened in the last 5 years? Ultimately, these testimonies are not for Trinity, but for us. You know, for us, as I share them with you, to be encouraged by your fellow parish family members by hearing how Jesus has changed our own spiritual lives and our life as a mystical body here in Jackson. So I look forward to sharing some of those video testimonies with you, whether it's before Mass or on our website. We haven't decided yet. So giving a 2-minute or less witness, it's a perfect and practical way to apply today's gospel, to really act on today's gospel. You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. So let's get out of our comfort zone a little bit and be just that.